Blog Talk Radio.
the author of my story. I want you to be my editor. I want you to be the finisher. I want you to be my maker. God, I want you to make me the way you have called for me to be. Because in your word, you said you made man in your own image. God, teach me how to imitate you in everything I do. God, teach me how to want to talk like you, want to walk like you, want to act like you. God, teach me right now, oh God. Teach me how to see my errors and my ways that I won't go back and repeat them. God, I'm asking you from my heart. Place my soul under Holy Ghost arrest. Place my mind and my body under Holy Ghost arrest. God, place my mouth and my ears and my eyes under Holy Ghost arrest so that anything won't come into my ears, anything and everything won't come out my mouth, and my eyes won't gaze, look, and want whatever I'm looking at that's not pleasing in your sight. God, teach me, teach me, teach me, oh Lord. I ask you these things in your son Jesus' name. It is so and so it is. Amen. Okay. Hey, everybody. I want you to get your Bible so you can read along with me. I want you to get your notes. I want you to get your notebook. I want you to get your pen. You know, so, you know, get your ink pen. Get your markers so that when you're reading along in the Bible, you can highlight. When you are looking at your Bible and you're listening, you can take down notes. You can do whatever you need to do. What did missionary Handy say? Let me, oh Lord, stand in the need of prayer. Yes, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. So on tonight, what we're going to do is talk about honor, and we're going to talk about prayer, and we're going to talk about obedience. See, I was driving home from work on today, and I heard the news say, when I got home, I heard the news say that the governor has shut down school for the rest of the year. Now, we know that some kids may be excited about that, but we know some kids are very disappointed about that. We know that a lot of parents are disappointed because that means they have problems with child care. They have problems with people watching their children while they're at work. They have problems with, like, the teachers, the Margo and Luanda functions, and people I know that Sharon Blackwell and her sisters. I know other people that are teachers, and this is part of their income. There's teachers' aid. There's people that work in the school systems, whether it's in the kitchen or janitorial or security or the nursing department or counselors, whatever they do in the school systems, whether they're secretary or whether they're administrative assistant or part of administrations, whether they're the principal, the dean, whatever they call themselves. It's not just preschool. It's not just grammar school. But it's also upgrade center, you know, grade school. It's also high school. It's also college and graduate school. We got a lot of things that's going on but not going on at the same time. So in this time, we will find ourselves where our children have already expressed how they don't want to be cooped up, as they call it, in the house. You know, as parents, we think and we feel that we know what's best for our children, and we're forever telling them what's best for them. As parents, time, we forget what it was like to be a child at that age. But what we don't take into consideration, we're living in a day and time where our children are dealing with stuff some of us have never imagined. You know, we forgot what it was like to be a child. When we were children, we said our parents was old-fashioned and they was trying to keep us from having fun. So do you think that our kids are not saying that? Our grandkids, I'm not saying that our nieces, our nephews, our godchildren, our stepchildren, our great-grands, great-nieces, children, anybody, child, even your child, they're not thinking that we're old and we're trying to keep them from having fun, not knowing that we're trying to really keep them from getting caught up in a situation out here, because we know we are not ignorant of Satan devices. We're not ignorant of the little things that will come upon this earth to wipe us out. The word of God said, if Satan can sift us as wheat, he will try. It teaches us about a lot of things, but at this time in our lives, instead of us giving our kids a lot of advice, what we need to give them is an ear. We need to be able to listen. We need to be able to hear what our children are saying. We need to give them space to vent, because some of us are trying, but most of us are not. We are not supposed to be our children's friend, because with a friend, sometimes friendships that we have are not good. Sometimes friendships that we have shouldn't be. Sometimes friendships that we have can stand the test of water. But when it comes to your child, you can be friendly to them, but stop right there. Don't be a friend with them, because you have to be able to let them know, I'm your parent. I'm here to be your shoulder, your backbone, your helper. We're supposed to be able to make sure our child knows that I have what's best for you at heart. Because, see, I want to read to you 2 Corinthians. Let me pick up my Bible, because I don't like to mess up. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. It says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, I read that because when it comes to our children, we have to always remind them what the Word of God says. And the Word of God teaches us, I'm going to start with Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. Children, obey, the O word, obey. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That's the first commandment with promise. If you honor thy father and thy mother. Hey, Cookie, thank you for joining in. Love you, girl. The third verse say, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, let's go back. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Y'all read that? Mm-hmm. Now, let's go a little step further. The fourth chapter. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nature and admonition of the Lord. See, sometimes we could be talking at our children, to our children, but we forget how to, we acknowledge to them, I know what's going on with schools being closed and the movies being closed and the park districts and the streets, the beaches, the gym rooms, the just hanging out is being closed down, not just because your parents say you can't go, but it's being closed down because the government says you can't go. Now, when we look back at what our children are going through, I'm going to read a note to you that I wrote. We have to look at it like this. Today, after the governor and the president, government has shut down the city and basically all of America. Today, the governor, because he was given the power from the president to govern over his own state, every governor over his own state, I found out from my nephew, Indiana had did it 3 weeks ago. But today, the governor of Illinois shut down the schools for the rest of the year due to the coronavirus. Now, that means parents having problems, like I said earlier, with daycare because there's no preschool. There's no daycare. There's no grade school. There's no high school. And, of course, there's no college. Now, I know they can do it online. We're going to get to that. They can do it online. Yeah. But with all that being said, this is what your kids are dealing with. Now, let's put ourselves back at their age. Matter of fact, some of us can deal with it now at our age. What if you knew it wasn't going to be no problem, but you had plans to run for the prom king, the prom queen, but now you know there's not going to be one. So there's no way you're going to be voted prom king or prom queen. Okay, that's one thing. Here's another note. No eighth grade dinner. Okay. Grade, what they call little pre-graduation party or whatever things they're having now, but it's no eighth grade dinner. Also, the seniors I'm looking at, there's no senior trip, no summer trip, no studying abroad where they can learn about other cultures and foods and language. There's none of that. There's no traveling. Now, there's no club activities at school, whether you was on the bowling team, the chess team, or you was in the choir, and a science club or chess club or whatever. There's no games, no basketball, no football, no baseball, no track and field, no band, none of that, okay? Now, with that being said, without having any games, basketball games, football games, there's no scholarships being offered. There's no drafting. You won't be drafted by this school or NFL or NBA or NHS, whatever it is. You won't be drafted. Okay, now, just think this is what your kids looking at after all this time that had dreams of being drafted or the New Orleans Saints, whether it was to Southern Illinois or they were going to be drafted to, you know, the Carolina Panthers, whether it was to go anywhere, to college, to play baseball, the White Sox, the Cubs, the Pirates, the Red Sox, the Giants, the Mets, whatever. But they don't have any training because it has been canceled because of the corona. Now, this is a girl's favorite, but this is a guy's favorite, too, because there's no graduation and there's no prom. It ain't going to be no shopping. Oh, did I say something like that? It ain't going to be no shopping, y'all. Can't go get my hair done. Can't go get my eyebrows arched. Oh, can't go get my makeup specially done. Can't go pick out that material I want my dress to be and cover my shoes and get my handbag and my earring. Ain't gonna be none of that. Ain't gonna be no going to get no tuxedo and get the carpet bond to match. kitchen and get my socks and my shoes and get cut up, trimmed up, lined up, all breasted, plated for the prom. But ain't gonna be none of that. Oh, Lord, did I? Y'all know we want to go on a shopping spree just because we want to go. Oh, and mom and dad got that little stimulus check. Y'all know they've been sending that money up. And you'd have been glad because your child was going to be the best dressed. They was going, you was going to go out and rent that Rolls or that Bentley or get a new car, a new SUV, or what is it, that MKZ, whatever it is. You was going to rent it for them or let them borrow yours. Or they was going to have a chauffeur. Some, if they still let you do horse and carriage, you was going to do that. Whatever it was, you was going to go on that shopping spree. Now, when you look back and say, okay, now it's no graduation, guess what else? No valedictorian. They ain't got their friends and family members to come around and celebrate and send them off on prom night. No boyfriend and girlfriend. This our anniversary and, oh, none of that. They can't hang out with their crew. You can't hook up with your buddies. You can't go to their house. They can't come over to your house because there's a parent like me, like, who that is at the door? Oh, they can't come up in here. I don't want no corona up in here. I ain't talking about the beer either. I don't want no corona up in here. 18, 25, 36. I don't want it up in here. Take that stuff back home, you and all your germs. Let's be real about this, okay? So they can't do this. Now, I done already gave y'all 10 no's. Got a couple of more to go. Now, I already said no friends, no dreams, no graduation, no visitations for celebration, none of that, no recreation, no communication. So people are really kind of losing it because they're saying, well, I can't do nothing I like to do. Now, the parents are saying, oh, listen to me, what I'm going to do now? I got to work. I got to go take care of my business. I got to do this. I got to do that. I ain't getting enough rest because I'm worried. I'm stressed out. Everything is going against me. But, I ain't got time to hear about all that. But then you do have the time. You should take out the time because we've never had to deal with nothing like this. We've never seen nothing like this. Now, we have dealt with snow days where it snowed and the city got shut out for a day. Or if you was back in the 70s, like when I was a kid, we had that big snowstorm, maybe a week or a little over, but not much. Some of our kids had just started learning and getting it in school where they had finally learned how to figure it out. Now we got this situation, and they're dealing with stress on a level they've never seen. And we don't understand because we're older now, we're parents, and it should be that simple. But it's not because we're telling them to act like kids and not act like adults. But then when the stress hits us, and we don't have time to listen to them, we want to put them in a category that makes them step out of where they are. What I mean by what they are, where they are, their mindset is on the level of their age. Now, what we need to do is step back and say, okay, with all I got going on, I don't need my child living in my faith. What I mean by that, I don't need to be telling them about, I got to work, and you got to watch the kids, and you got to do this. Remember, kids' attention span is so long, it goes so far. Now, a child don't mind doing what they want to do, regardless if they're a child, a preteen, teenager, a young adult, an older adult. Yeah, we know some people in their 40s still got the mind of an 18, 19-year-old. They rather party than work. Uh-oh. Hope I ain't hurt nobody's feelings. But if the shoe fits, you got the way. They rather party than work. But that's another subject on another day. So we're going to get back to this one today. So what we have to do is go back to thinking about what do I need to do to let my child know, because I really don't understand fully, because I've never had to deal with nothing like this. First of all, we got to let them know, I don't understand what's going on with you. I really don't understand how you are dealing with this, because I never had to deal with this. Let's not act like we know something we don't, because kids can see through us and know you ain't never had to deal with this, where everything around you has been shut down. Even the Word of God teaches us that things are going to be cut off from us. They're going to be shut down. But, you know, we always think that's going to happen later. But what we need to do is learn how to let our kids know, I can imagine what it feels like, or I can't imagine how I would act at that age. Let them know, I want to be here for you. I am here for you, but you have to talk to me to let me know what I need to do, because no matter what you're doing and what you're saying to your child, what you need to be saying and what you need to be doing is praying at all times. You need to teach them how to pray. You need to teach them the importance of praying. You need to teach them how to get on their knees before God to say, God, I'm asking you to let this too shall pass. Now, we know that our kids have missed a lot in these past months. They think it is a field trip, but they don't understand the depth of what's going on. And some of us may not understand the depth of what's going on, because now our kids are going to always be a year or so behind. Now, it's different when you fall a year or so behind because of your lack of. But it's different when you have been put in a situation where you're going to be a year or so behind, because we're quick to forget. You know the old saying said, if you don't use it, you lose it. Once a child has lost their dreams and desire and their faith in something or someone, sometimes it's for them to get it back. But I tell you, if we stay prayerful, if we stay before God, if we stay caught up and wrapped up in God's word and ask God to lead us and guide us, we will forever have a guidance to get through this situation, because out of all of our getting, we've got to get an understanding. We've got to understand our children is in a place they've never been before. Again, I'm going to say, please don't try to sit down and be your kid's friend, because they already think you old fogey, you don't know what's going on, you trying to get in their place because you trying to live your life through them. And that's how kids think, because y'all got to remember, how did we think when we were young, when we were 16, 17? If some of y'all can remember that far back, as Betty White would say, some of y'all have to remember a whole way back. And I'm going to sit here and give you a few minutes to see if you can remember what it was like when you was a child, when your parents say, no, you can't go. Nope, you can't use my car. I ain't got no money. I ain't giving you nothing. Go up there and sit down. Or if you was in a safe and sanctified house like we were, all you need is a sandwich and a book. So think about what you felt like when you was told you couldn't go, and how you tried to come up with schemes and ideas. I'm going to get out. I'm going to go out. They ain't going to stop me from having fun. Now, if you could think about what your mind would say back then, think about what your children's minds is telling them now, especially when they have so much on the side, that's talking to them, like BET or what was that, Instagram and all this other stuff that's out here, social media. People putting stuff on social media that's making them think they're missing so much. You have to learn how to get a relationship with your child or your children. And the way you do that is by getting a relationship with God. When you get a relationship with God, Dad, what's up? You ain't been doing that. It's a new season. It's a new day. You got to do something. You know, they have an old saying that says, if you want something new, you got to do something new. Or if you want something different, you got to do something different. You have to be an example for your children to lead and guide them. As you get in the Word, invite them to get in the Word with you, or say, look, read this to me, or read that verse. You know that verse I like. Sing that song. Let them start hearing you put some praise music in the house. Let them hear you start praising God yourself. I didn't say you had to learn how to sing like Whitney Houston or Yolanda Adams. Let them hear you sing and tell them to come on and join in with you, you know, sing. Because he said, the word of God said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let your children hear you usher in the presence of God. When you start ushering in the presence of God, they're either going to run to it or run from it. But if they run from it, you place them under Holy Ghost arrest. And say, God, don't let them sleep. Everywhere they go, everywhere they turn, let it not be welcoming to them. Let them lose the desire for it. You're trying to usher them into the presence of God. Thank God for his word to tell us that we can usher kids, usher ourselves, usher our family. Start putting Bibles in your house, or if you have Bibles, start opening them up and just laying around with scriptures. Let your kids see you read the word. Let them see you recite the word. Pray on them before they go out, come in, while they're out. Let them see you do these things. Because one thing I do know, what will help your kids out a whole lot, if you haven't been doing this, start. If you have been doing it, do it even more. Call them over and encourage them. Call them over and tell them how much you love them, appreciate them. Call them over and give them a hug. Just hug them, kiss them. Even if they, I don't know, come on, I'm grown now. I wish my mom and dad were still here, still alive on this earth, because if they would, I would just love on them, hug and kiss them, and just want them to hug and kiss on me. Sometimes I think our children do that because they know it's going to make us hug them and kiss them a little longer. We have to understand that our children, I don't care how old they get, think about yourself, they always want to know if mama or daddy or mommy, daddy still loves them. They always want to know, do you still have my back? They always want to know, can I still come to you? Is it okay if I cry on your shoulder? If it's okay if I lay on your lap or just holler out and scream and cry, are you going to embrace me? Are you going to love on me? Are you going to care for me? Because they need to know that. And children, you need to know it's okay for your mom and dad to see you cry. You need to remember when you was a little girl and a little boy and you would fall down and hurt your knee or your elbow or your chin or whatever you hurt, and you would come running, mommy, mommy, I hurt myself. And mommy would say, come here, baby. Let me kiss it and make it feel better. Now, don't that feel better? You got to remember mama and daddy going out of their way, staying up at night when you were sick, coming in from work or calling off work to take you to the doctor, sit at home with you because you were not feeling well. or whatever the situation. Don't ever get so caught up that you forget loves you. Now, I read to you what 2 Chronicles said, and I read to you what Ephesians said, but I want to read to you what Exodus 20:12 said. I know y'all probably know what it says. It's a very familiar scripture. It's the 5th commandment out of the 10. It says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's what Exodus 20:12 says. Now, we're going to go over to Deuteronomy. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go good well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, if I could give you those scriptures that constantly says to honor thy mother, thy talks about our weapons of warfare are not carnal. Our weapons is this right here. The word, let me put it over here so you can see it. The word of God. That's our weapon. This is our weapon. This is our weapon. Giving God the glory, the praise, and the honor. Praying before him. Laying before him. Reading his word, speaking his word back to him, talking to him as though you were talking to me or another loved one or a friend, because God is a friend. God is a father. God is our redeemer. God is our Jehovah Jireh. He's our Jehovah Nisi. God is everything we need him to be. And once we get that in our heart, our mind, our spirit, and our soul, that we can go to God with anything, we're going to be all right, because this too shall pass. God put something in my spirit the other day about something natural. He said, don't let your job be cleaner than your house. So what I'm saying to you now is, don't put so much love in the street that you forget to put it in your house. Don't forget your children are experiencing something they never experienced before. And children, don't forget, your parents are experiencing something they've never experienced before. They got to deal with you about to lose your dream, about to lose your encouragement, about to give up because everything you wanted, it seems to be coming to an end. But I tell you, if you keep God first, if you keep God first, Matthew 6:33, that is our foundational scripture. But seek ye God, seek ye the kingdom of God first, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek God first. Seek his kingdom first, and all these things shall be added unto you. You cannot try God and don't get satisfied with it. I know, my cousin, missionary Linda Handy, I don't know if she still do, but she used to have this fetish about RC. Ooh, that was a pop when we were kids. They used to put money in the top. She wasn't drinking it because she wanted to find the money in the top. She was drinking it because of the RC in the bottle. I remember my mom was crazy about ginger ale. Now, she would tell us to drink 7-Up or Sprite, but she didn't want us to touch her ginger ale. Pastor Troy Thomas and Prophet Antoine Thomas got to don't touch their Pepsi. That's all I got to say. It's something that, when it's something in what you like, you tell people don't touch it. So I'm telling you all, it's something in Jesus, but you're going to turn it around. You're going to tell people to touch it. Touch on his word. Touch on his relationship with you. And watch God to do something in you where you're going to turn it all around and tell your kids. I tell you what, if you hold on to Jesus' unchanging hand, what I mean by unchanging hands. He won't take them out of your hand and grab a hold of somebody else. If you hold on to Christ, your dreams will come to pass. You would not lose your encouragement. You would not lose your hope. Just trust God. Even right here, trust God. His words say, he that endureth to the end. Endure, endure, endure. Go through this calling on the name of the Lord, knowing that through it all, God has a plan for everything. Find out, when talking to God, find out with him what his plan is concerning you. I want to say thank you to all of you that made comments. The only names I see tonight is Margo, McCoy, Linda Handy, and Cookie Knight. And I saw that, yes, Lord, Cecilia was on. With all of you all that tuned in, I thank you all. I'm praising God for what he's doing in this time of season. I thank God for everything that he has done. I thank God for the order that he's put in my life, the order he's put in my family life. I'm just trusting God concerning my family. I'm trusting God concerning my family children, that even right here, in the midst of this, we're going to find the goodness of the Lord. We're going to find the presence that God has put us in to get in his presence. I hope you understand what I mean by that, because, see, out of all the things I could be giving you or talking about, I'm going to tell you, even right here, why God is telling us to be still. The government is telling us to be still. While we're still, we're asking God to move in our favor. What the enemy meant for evil, we're going to ask God to use it for his good. We're not going to give nobody the victory out of this but God, because I'm telling you, if you get before God, if my people who are called by my name, if you get before God, humble yourself and turn from your wicked ways, he will hear your prayer, and then he will heal the land. The land needs to be healed, not just from the corona, but from the wickedness and the filthiness of man's mind and heart. I'm telling you all right now, God has a plan. And whatever God's plan is, whatever he's doing in this season, I'm asking him not to leave me and my family out. My Seabury legacy, as well as my Kaiser legacy, or I'll go back to my grandparents' maiden name. That's my Seabury legacy on my mom's side, and the Sanders. I do not want to be left out, nor do I want any of my family members to be left out, because what God is doing now is a miraculous thing. Be looking for the signs and miracles. Be looking for it, because what God is doing is permanent. All right, so I just want to say I ask God to bless everyone that's on the line, everybody that's looking at this live, and everyone that's going to look at it later. I ask God to give you all ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive. Allow God to continue to minister to you. Don't forget those scriptures with 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, 20 and 12, Deuteronomy 5, 16, model scripture, Matthew 6 to 33. Thank you all for joining in. I'm asking God to bless you all again. Keep your household under the eyes and arms of God. Keep God first, and everything else should be just that, everything else. Give it to God and let it be. If anyone on Blog Talk has anything to say, please speak at this time. But for those that are on Facebook, and I'll try to answer and or comment, I'll try to reply. Again, I just thank you all. Tune in next Friday, Facebook Live, Blog Talk, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Sunday mornings, Blog Talk, with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget Monday night, Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries through Miles Reed. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Monday will be the third Monday. And it will be our very own minister, Margot McCoy. She will be bringing forth the word of God. So if you all have never heard her speak, please call in and listen to her speak. This woman of God has a word in her mouth, and God is using her in a mighty, mighty way. Please share our postings, follow us on Facebook, and know this, we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you could do about it. Nothing at all. Nothing you could do about it. So stay faithful. And children, listen to your parents. It's a promise. The first commandment was promised. You will live longer on this earth that the Lord has given thee. And parents, do not provoke your kids to wrath. Listen to them. No matter how it sounds to you, or you may have heard it before, but if you know the answer, but just remember it's them. You don't know their answer. Because you may not know in depth how strong or how far the issue goes. Talk to them. Encourage. Love on them. Love on them. And love on them. That's what they said about the commercial. Price, price, price. Pay the price. Love on them. Pay the price. Love on them. Pay the price. Love on them. And that's the greatest gift God gave us. All right, you all. I would like to say to you all, thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Good night. Good night, Facebook. Good night, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining in. Good night.